Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, we want our Nachla over here, on the other side of the Yarden, on the eastern side. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with them. If they're going to help with the war, together with the other Shvatim, until Eretz Yisrael is taken over, then you can have your Nachla over here. If not, then you can't. And basically, that's the makar that you can make tanoim, you can make conditions. And many of the halachis of how we can make a condition is learned from the Tanai B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven. The Mishnah begins, Kol ha-masna al-mashakasa b'toyra, as we pointed out at the end of the last Mishnah. If someone makes a Tanai, which can't be done, according to the Torah, according to the halacha, tanoi batel, the Tanai is batel. It's not a good condition. For example, someone says to a lady, Ariat mekadeshesli, but on the condition, I don't have to give you the things the Torah says a husband has to give to a wife. The din is, she's married, and he does have to give her those things. That Tanai cannot work. He's a masnal mashakasa b'tar. You're going against what the Torah says. Now, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, if someone goes against what the Torah says, even by a dover shebimamayin, even if it's a money thing, the Tanai is batal. Rav Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says if it's a money issue, then you could make a Tanai. But that's not negated to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir says whether it's money, whether it's something else. If the Torah says you have to do something, you can't say, I'm going to do it, but on the condition I don't have to do that. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, V'chala Tanai, sheyesh maisa bitchilosoi, Tanai batel. We'll explain, then we'll touch the words. Let's say someone says to his wife, Hareza gittach, this is your get. If you're going to give me 200 zuz, Hareza gittach, this is your get, that's the maisa. He wants that the get should be effective, the maisa should be chal, the get should work, if he's going to get 200 zuz. That's the Tanai. Only when you're going to give me the 200 zuz, then the get works. Well, in this case, v'chol Tanai sheyesh maisa b'tchilasai, this is your get, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, first the maisa, then the Tanai, Tanai batel. The Tanai is batel, and the get works anyway, even if she doesn't give the 200 zuz. Because you have to say the Tanai before the maisa, just like it was by the Tanai b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you're going to cross, then the land is yours. He didn't say the land is yours if you're going to cross. He would have to say, if you give me 200 zuz, then the get is a good get. The Tanai before the maisa. But if he says, here's your get, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, then the get is a get, even if she does not give him the 200 zuz. V'chol she'ef shalei l'kaima b'saifa. Any Tanai that it's possible to fulfill. If you give me 200 zuz, it's a good get. Okay, so it's possible to fulfill that Tanai. She can give him 200 zuz. But let's say he says, if you fly up to the sky, if you dive down to the deepest part of the ocean, if you swallow a cane, then the get is a good get. Then the Tanai is batel and the maisa is chal. The get is a get and she doesn't have to swallow a cane or fly up to the sky. So again, it's the type of Tanai that could work, that you could physically do. Give me 200 zuz and the get is yours. And v'hisnol of mitchilasa, he did it the right way. First he said, give me 200 zuz, and then he said, the get is yours, not the other way around. Under those circumstances, tanoi kayim, the Tanai works. Meaning to say, if she doesn't give the 200 zuz, the get is not a good get. Now, most Rishonim learn this way. There is another opinion, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when we say the Maisa before the Tanai doesn't work, it has to be the Tanai before the Maisa. We don't mean what he says, we mean what he does. In other words, if he first physically gives her the get and then says, but you have to give me 200 zuz, the Tanai doesn't work. The way we learned the Mishnah, just by saying it this way, I'll give you the get and you give me 200 zuz, it's not good because he made the Maisa before the Tanai has to come before the Maisa. The Rambam says that we don't care how he says it. The question is what he does. It's not good if he physically gives her the get and then says, give me 200 zuz. Okay, so we learned that you can't go against the Torah. You can't make a Tanai against the Torah. Let's say somebody would say, I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I'm marrying a woman, but the Torah says the husband has to support the wife with different things, but I don't want to have to do that. That doesn't work. Tanai batel. Reb Meir holds that it's true even for things that are money. Reb Yehuda holds by money things that Tanai does work. But our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. So again, if someone says to a lady, I am a Kaddish you, on the condition I don't have to provide the things the Torah says a husband has to provide a wife, she's married and he does have to provide it to her. We also said it has to be t'nai first and then the ma'isa, and it has to be a kind of a t'nai that's possible to do. But if he tells her things that are absurd, that are ridiculous, if you climb up to the sky, this is your get, then we say that's meaningless. And the get is a get. He can't say, well, she didn't climb up to the sky. That wasn't a real t'nai.